palm trees, sun, and baseball. Sportsline is on the road at Orioles spring training in Florida. Baseball is back on BAL. Now, live from sunny Sarasota, here's BAL's Brett Hollander.
And we are in studio 208 for this second night here in Sarasota, Florida. Spring training with the Baltimore Orioles with a big, big show tonight. And let's get things going with a very special guest here in studio. He was the Orioles' first-round pick a year ago, the fourth overall pick, and Baseball America said earlier this week that he's the 26th best prospect in all the land. Kevin Gausman in studio. Kevin, what's going on?
Not much, you know, just enjoying sunny Sarasota. It's a lot better than, you know, cold Denver where I'm from, so, you know, I'm all smiles.
Well, we had a chance to see you pitch in the inter-squad game yesterday, and I think people in the media talked to a couple of scouts. They were pretty much ooey and aying, and even Casey Willett, our producer here, had a pretty good look at some hitters who had a chance to kind of see you in the on-deck circle muttering things to Rick Adair. What the heck was that you were throwing? Are you already that locked in this early in the camp?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely not a season form yet, but, you know, I did my preparation in the offseason and made sure that I was going to be, you know, as close to that as I can be in February.
What are your impressions of a major league camp? This time last year, you were pitching in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, you know, it's great. It's just fun to be around those guys. Like I told you, we were talking before, you know, it's cool to just be around guys that I watched, you know, play on TV a couple months ago. So it's cool to meet those guys and, you know, share laughs with them and stories and stuff like that. So it's been great.
Is there any sense of intimidation at all?
You know, not really. I think once you get around them enough, it kind of goes away.
I like the path that you kind of set, which I think is really important. It wasn't always the standard in Major League Baseball, and even with the Orioles. But not only signing a college pitcher like they did with Madison a few years ago, but getting them a taste. I think that's really important right after getting signed. And granted, the teams are going to be cautious. You just pitched as the number one starter for one of the best teams in the country, starting what, in February, early February, through the entire College World Series and most of the month of May and into even June. But the Orioles get you in five games last year. How important was that in your mind?
Yeah, that was really important, and that's something that I definitely wanted to get done. You know, personally, I would have liked to throw more than three innings every time, but, you know, I respect the fact that they want to protect me and, you know, watch my inning limit and how many pitches I'm throwing.
That conversation, obviously, people who follow baseball are following it very closely, Kevin. The innings limit, the pitch counts, is that something you've already talked to Rick Adair about, Buck Showalter, the Orioles minor league directors, or is that something that you're not even told about, what that number will be for you this year?
No, I'm not really told about it at all. You know, I'd rather it just me just kind of go out there and think that I'm going to throw all nine. That's my mentality every time I go out there. So I'd rather that than them tell me, you know, this is how many innings you're going to throw today and things like that.
I tell you what, we were talking before the show started that you hate that stuff about pitch counts and innings limits and five-man rotations. You want to be out there. You want to finish a game.
Yeah, you know, I like the old ball mentality where it's kind of, you know, the coach tosses you the ball and it's your game. And I like to go deep into games and, you know, hopefully, you know, as a professional pitcher, I'll be able to do that also. But, you know, that's one thing that I like about Shields down in Tampa. You know, he was fun to watch because that was his mentality. He wanted to go deep into games and, you know, he was kind of like an Iron Man himself.
Mm-hmm. And for you, it's also an opportunity. I think it's hard to learn your craft. I mean, that's what I've really observed over the last 15 years with the Orioles. Until recently, really struggled developing talented pitchers. When you go through the minor leagues and you're pulled after walking the bases loaded, how can you possibly learn to face adversity at Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think later on in the game is when you really – that's usually when you find out what's working for you, and that's when you really try to find that feel, and I think you usually have that later in the game. And so that's what I always liked about it. I felt like later in the games I was better than the first three innings.
We're with Kevin Gausman here on Sportsline, live from Sarasota, Florida. When we come back with Kevin, we have a lot to get to with him. He's kind of quirky, as John Manuel from Baseball America told us last night. He's got a little left-hander in him. We'll get Kevin's reaction to those comments. And also what Adam Jones did to his locker at Ed Smith Stadium. That's all still to come. Plus on the program tonight, Pete Gilbert sits down with the retired now Ravens center, Matt Burke. And Terrell Suggs coming up on the show at 7:15. Huge Friday show from Sarasota, Florida, right here on WBAL.